Mōre ore te whānau, aroha mai is just me today. Unfortunately, the brothers can't be here today. Vincent has his brother's league game tonight and a very important meeting on, so he can't attend. And our boy, Tukohurangi, the alcohol finally got to him whānau. He is sick. Unfortunately, he's pretty bogged down. I've been messaging him all day to see whether or not he can make it, but unfortunately he can't. He's too sick, so you guys are going to have to do with just me. So hopefully I can keep the show running as smoothly as possible. I know the boys help keep things on track, and they're always good. They've got different insight to what I have. So it's going to be a slightly biased show. I mean, that's just the nature of it when it's just me. But hopefully, boys, hopefully you guys are watching. Hopefully I'll do you guys proud. Good luck to Brother Vincent and the bros game. Yeah, let's get into the intro, shall we? And hopefully you get better soon too. Hopefully you're back for Thursday's show. But anyway, let's get back into business. Let's roll the intro. Mōre ore te whānau, no mai hoki mai. Welcome on in to the practice run, your frontline pass to the heart of sports action. Brought to you by 99 Dreams, inspiring others to chase their dreams with your hosts, Rawiri, Tukohurangi, and sometimes Brother Vincent. We're diving deep into the thrilling world of the NRL and Rugby League today, and who knows where the game will take us tomorrow. From the try line to the sideline, we've got you covered.
So strap in as we tackle the big plays, the game-changing moments, and the stories that define legends. Whether you're a seasoned vet or this is your first hit up, the practice run is for everyone. Every run, every tackle, every win, experience the rush with us.
With exclusive insights, couch analysis, and a touch of humour, the practice run is here to keep you entertained, informed, and part of our practice squad. Because here, every practice run takes us one step closer to glory.
The practice squad, where every listener is MVP, powering our play every episode, every day.
Thanks to 99 Dreams for powering our passion. Now let's kick things off with today's lineup. So today, whānau, as I said, the boys are sick. They're unable to make it. But hey, the show must go on. You guys tune in and you listen. So it's our duty to keep pumping out episodes. So I'm sorry that it's just me today. I will do my best to recap the weekend as best as possible for you guys. We did have other things planned for today, but we can put that off until some of the boys return. Otherwise, yeah, we're just wishing the bro Tukohurangi a speedy recovery. And hopefully the brother Vince's little bro manages to get the dub today. Yeah, look, it's been a hectic week in terms of footy. A few lopsided scores, a few upsets that people didn't think were upsets. So, Dragons, I'm 100% with you guys. You know what I said a few episodes ago, how you know every time I pick the Dragons, they lose. So I'm going to start picking against them to see if they win. What I have, remember, I picked the Warriors and the Dragons got up. You're welcome, Dragons fans. I'm telling you, I'm on that bandwagon. I'm sold, you know, Lomax, Sloan. I'm liking what they're doing. They're not, you know, grand finalists, but I'm liking what they're doing. Same with the Bulldogs. They're building that momentum, just like we said. They're starting to look like a franchise that is going somewhere in the future. The Broncos were fortunate. I think the scoreline doesn't quite tell the full story of that game. The Sharks decimated the Cowboys. And lucky the Bunnies had a bye this week, so the pressure was taken off of them. But one thing I do want to say is I'm liking the momentum the Titans are building. You know, last week they were unfortunate to lose in Golden Point to the Raiders. The week before that, they were unfortunate, you know, they had their best, you know, at that point, scoring game. They were just unfortunate to lose to the Cowboys. And then, look, on Saturday night, they played their most complete game that I think I've seen the Titans play this season, managing to score 30 points, unfortunately losing. So watch out, Warriors. The Titans are coming in hot. But hey, let's fill you guys in on my weekend. I haven't actually done too much this weekend. It's been chill. I've enjoyed just relaxing a little bit. It was pretty miserable weather here on Saturday. So, you know, your boy just stayed inside and did all that. Paper, scissors, rock. No one's here, so I win. but I hope you like the intro. I cut clips from Two and Vincent and just put it in there. So that was fun for me, I think, just doing that. Yeah, look, Where do I start? Should we go into team of the week? Should we do that? And then we'll go into some of these round recaps. And I'm sorry if I'm like rushing through everything. It's hard. It actually is quite hard without the boys. So brothers, don't you ever leave me to do this on my own ever again. But let's do team of the week. And then we'll come back. We'll do the power rankings. And then we'll do the team of the week, sorry. Then we'll do our recap. And then we'll do power rankings. And then we'll wrap up. I'm going to try and touch on as much of the injury notices as I can in this recap. But whatever I miss, we'll touch over on it on Thursday. But otherwise, I hope you guys are having a wicked Tuesday or Monday evening, I think, if it's in the States. I think you guys are that far behind. I'm not too sure. But yes, anyway. Team of the week. This week was a fantastic week of footy. A lot of attacking options. And this is our team of the week. We've got Reece Walsh at fullback. Xavier Coates on the wing. Cale Edel, who is playing his way into that team. I think Talakai might have to come off the bench from now on. Because, you know, the way Cale's been playing, you know, he can't stay in reserve grade much longer. He's here to stay. No surprise, Zach Lomax makes our team of the week this week in the centres. He really went out there with something to prove, and he's proved it. He is great no matter where you put him, on the wing or in the centres, and it's showing that in the Dally M leading the way is Zach Lomax. And I said it the other week, him and Mulitalo will most likely be the Dally M wingers of the year. And hell, if Zach Lomax keeps playing the way he's playing, he might actually just take out the Dally M medalist of the year. So he's having a season, so good on him. On the other wing, we've got from the Dolphins, Jack Bostock in 5'8". We've got Matt Burden, halfback Ben Hunt. Our prop is Junior Borlo, then hooker Jeremy Marshall-King. Our other prop is the newly announced Warrior James Fisher-Harris, who will be joining the Warriors in 2025. Then we've got Scott Sorensen, who had a solid game with the Panthers the other night. Jaden Sua from the Dragons, and no surprise, it is 7-week Patrick Carrigan in at lock. It was a pretty close one between him, Max Plath, and Isaiah Yeo, with Carrigan just edging them out. All right. So where do we go now? Let's go to, I guess, Thursday night. Well, I don't have anyone to bounce off of, you know, so I can't go, well, what was your opinion on the team, you know? That's just the team of the week. There were some dogs in that game, and they played really well. So, yeah, look, great games of footy. Let's dive into it. Starting off on Thursday night, April 18th, the full-time score, well, the Roosters in Melbourne, was 12-18 at Allianz Stadium. Melbourne really just got out on the front foot and kept the pressure on. I thought the Roosters looked basical out there. I thought, I thought Jerome Hughes really stepped up. I mean, it looked like the Roosters might have come back, but with Michael Jennings when he scored his try. But yeah, look, Jerome Hughes, the way he can orchestrate that team, man, it's phenomenal to see. And I'm a fan of what he's doing this season. He's really stepped up in the absence of Munster. Munster hasn't looked like himself lately, and you know, he's just coming off an injury, so he's probably playing it safe. You've got Pap, who's back there. You know, he's still reliable. Nothing too exciting yet, but we're waiting for that time when he really steps it up and pops off. Sorry, my lighting is a bit much, so we'll just put it there. So that was a great game. So we'll look at the stats. So possession, Melbourne had 51% of the possession throughout the game. The Roosters had the most time in possession of 28 minutes and 10 seconds to the Storms, 28 minutes and 2 seconds. The completion rate fell in favour of the Roosters at 80% to the Storm's 75%, and the Storm had only one run more than the Roosters at 197. The run metres racked up for the Storm, though, was 1,647 to the Roosters' 1,614, but the post-contact metres fell in favour of the Roosters at 557. I think when the Storm sort of get out on attack, they really just rely on that defense to keep them in the game, and that's what they've done the past few weeks. They just keep in the game. The defense holds on, it holds on. You know, Joey Manu managed to get in a try in the 67th minute, but then one of our wingers of the week, Xavier Coates, stole it in the last minutes. It's the 73rd minute, Xavier Coates gets over the line and kind of seals out the game. Munster went off in the 54th minute. Yeah, with a silly error there. Overall, it was a good game. I'm trying to actually remember bits about the game. It's all kind of a blur to me. That's right. Joey Manu only really picked up in the second half. He's underutilized in the center position. Look, I like Tedesco. He's, you know, looking a lot better than he did last year, but Joey Manu is your best fullback. And yes, I know there's that whole conundrum of, like, would you rather weaken your centers? Because Joey Manu is arguably the best center in the league, but would you weaken your centers in order to strengthen your fullback, or would you just keep as is? And, like, you know, James Tedesco is he's a good fullback. He's a serviceable fullback, but yeah, look, I'm sold on Joey Manu being at fullback, but he's not going to be in the sport much longer. There is some rumors around that, but we'll cover that on Thursday's show, I think. Because yeah, if you move Joey to fullback, I think put Suali'i in the centers and put Tedesco on the wing, possibly. But that's just my 10 cents. I think what Melbourne's doing is perfect. They don't need to change anything. I like what they're doing. I like the way they're going about things. I think it's the rotation that's messing me up with the Roosters. Well, it's messing up my fantasy team, that's for sure. Who was it? Brandon Smith only played 55 minutes. You know, keep him out there a lot longer. You don't need to rest him as often. He's not going to get any fitter if you keep bringing him off the bench, but it is what it is at my team. So we carry on, I guess. Moving on to the next game, Friday night, 19th of April in Wollongong Stadium. The Dragons slayed the Warriors 30-12. The Warriors just didn't look like they showed up to play that game. I was reluctant to, well, I didn't actually pick them in my multi because I had no faith in them, but I was reluctant to pick them in the show last week just because of the way they fell to Manly. Well, they didn't fall to them, but they had a draw. It worried me. I think there were signs of the lack of kick chase. Sean Johnson seems to be the only player out there playing some games. I know Adam Vanua-Blake's trying to run up the middle as best he can, but, you know, that's what two players, the team's full of superstars. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, I think, needs more ball in hand. Go looking for it. I don't think you're going to get it served to you on a platter playing in the centres. He needs to have more of a roaming ability. Look what Zach Lomax was able to do in this game. He went looking for that work, and he was playing in the centres. He had the most run metres for the Dragons at 184. You know, he was going forward, man. Like, Chance had way more run meters, but it wasn't as effective as Zach Lomax's mahi. So, you know, he scored 14 points. Most of that's from kicking, though. But, yeah, he scored his one try. All the rest were from his kicking. Jaden Sewer had a great game. He was devastating through the middle. Ben Hunt put on a masterclass. His bombs, man. And the thing that I said about the Warriors, the lack of that kick chase, maybe that's something Roger could do, is just get in there. Because that's what Zach Lomax does, is on the kicks, when Ben Hunt puts up a massive bomb, Zach's there batting the ball backwards, trying to get his team an extra chance to carry on with the play on. And even if they get wrapped up, you know, the Warriors don't make any extra meters because the Dragons have recollected the ball. On the other side of the ball, Wade Egan looked like he struggled a little bit to get some go forward. Adam Vanua-Blake played some big time minutes. He was going solid through the middle. Tohu Harris had a big game. I think Jacob Laban was underutilized. He needs to get in there a little bit earlier. I think he needs more minutes in Tomale and just give him an opportunity, get him some early ball, get him some go forward. I think it looked, Sean, just a man alone out there last week. And if the Warriors are wanting to turn it around this week and not fall to the bottom of the ladder, Gold Coast Titans, then they're going to really need to step it up. I guess I'll talk more about that on Thursday's game, but Warriors fans, it's not yet time to hit the panic button, but there are concerns, and I think these concerns are fixable. It's not the end of the world. There's still plenty of time on the clock to get things fixed, but you need to get them fixed pretty quickly, and it's a shorter turnaround for them today. They played the Friday. Now they'll be kicking off on Anzac Day, so we'll hopefully have the podcast out before the games kick off on Anzac Day. And for those overseas who don't know what Anzac Day is, it is a day we remember the soldiers who fought in any type of war, that fought with the Australian New Zealand Army Corps, which is ANZAC. That's what that stands for. So Anzac, this round is extremely important for most. And that's what we were talking about with that Anzac test the other week. Overall, good game. Really impressed by Zach Lomax and what he's able to do in the centres. It really did show that he's putting in work, and he's committed to showing that he's serviceable no matter where you put him. Ideally, he'd like to be in the centres, but he'll still ball out for you on the wing if he has to absolutely play there. So kudos to Zach Lomax for that, and congratulations on being the top of the ladder Dally M leaderboard currently. The game for Friday night that wrapped us up was a disappointing one for me. I thought the Parramatta Eels coming off that win last week, I thought they had some momentum. I thought, the Dolphins are a little bit wounded. No Thomas Flegler, no Herbie Farwood, no Felice Kafusi, and those are some big names. But the Dolphins managed to put up 44 points against a helpless Parramatta Eels. Yes, Parramatta scored first, and it looked great. You're like, oh, wow, okay, let's go para. And then Jack Bostock scored. And then Will Penicini scored. And I was like, oh, here we go, game on. Then Jack Bostock scored. And then Tizzy New scored. And I was like, oh, shucks, maybe I'll pull out now. I'll get my cash out. And then I'll rerun my multi again. And then just as I was thinking about doing that, Trey Fuller scored. And then Max Pless scored. A double, and it's got Trey scored in the 51st minute, Max Plath in the 55th, Max Plath again in the 57th, Jake Averillo in the 63rd, and Jack Bostock in the 69th, which is, and then Tizzy New in the 71st, and Jack Bostock in the 74th. So there was just 20 minutes of just a barrage from the Dolphins. So it was hard for them to come back from that, the Eels, man, Full credit to the Brisbane Dolphins. They really, really came to play. Showed that, it doesn't matter who's filling in. Oh, that's right, the Hammer's injured too. So they said, it doesn't matter who's filling in. It's next man up. We don't care. And it looks like, the Parramatta Eels are in big trouble. Last week's game did seem to look like a fluke. And I can't even remember who they played last week. Was it the Titans? No, they played... either way. It was whoever they played last week. Let's have a quick look. Oh, the Cowboys. But it's the Cowboys. Cowboys haven't been doing too much lately either. I was disappointed. That was the game that killed my multi for me. The rest were good to go, I think. Then it would have died again on Saturday. But that's okay. It was a good weekend. Good Friday night from those two teams. I went to bed at halftime because I couldn't be bothered with that game anymore. Two says he's not really interested in some of those Queensland teams. And once it started becoming a rout, I was just like, oh, well, let's turn it off. I'm not really that interested anymore. Saturday night, Penrith Panthers versus the West Tigers in at Bathurst. And I thought Bathurst was only actually famous for race cars. Turns out they have a rugby league field there too, and a huge crowd. What a good turnout it was in Bathurst. And I think that's what's great about this round is going out to all those smaller regions. I forgot to mention, Parramatta and Dolphins were playing up there in Darwin. So, some great games there. Panthers beat the Tigers 22-6. I thought the Tigers showed a lot of heart in the first half, but then they let errors creep in towards the end of the first half, and that's where the Panthers capitalised. You can't give Panthers a chance, otherwise they'll be all over that, and they were all over it. The Tigers had plenty of momentum their way, but as soon as they let those errors creep in, the Panthers pounced, and they did not take the foot off the gas for the rest of the game. Although it was a low score, so it means the Tigers, you know, held on. Because, look, every other team is getting pounced by these Panthers by a fair bit. I mean, the Broncos managed to get the score up pretty high against the Panthers, even though we were quite injury depleted. It just, I think, goes to show the Panthers are human. They are a team that can be beat, and they aren't really that same team. I'm not saying that they're horrible. I'm not saying that they're not going to win games. I'm not saying that they're not a chance to win the Premiership this year. I'm just saying that they look beatable. Whereas in years gone by, they haven't looked that beatable. They look beatable this year. All you've got to do is stick around and give yourself a chance, and you can get over the line. I missed most of the second half. I was out getting dinner. But yeah, from what I saw, it was a great game. Few errors on the Tigers, just discipline that they need to tidy up. But other than that, the Tigers are looking good. Again, another team with a promising future. I'm unsure how they're going to manage Luai and Galvin and Caesar, because, you know, those are three quality halves. I hope Caesar's still there next year, or, you know, there or thereabouts, if he's in a coaching role or something, because he's or at some other team, because, yeah, he's a quality seven that, yeah, deserves the game time that he's getting. Over to Cbus Super Stadium on the Gold Coast, we have the Titans losing marginally to the Manly Seagulls. It was 34-30. Yeah, look, this was a good game. I really thought the Titans should have won that one. They were hard done by. They played really well. Tanner Boyd, he came out and just really directed the boys around the park. You saw a lot more life in them. They really wanted to beat the Sea Eagles. I could really see the passion that they had for Desi, wanting to beat his former team. So, yeah, it was hard for them not to quite get over the line at the end. I did feel for them. I was backing them a little bit in the end there. But, yeah. Look, Manly just a little bit better on the day. They held on just a little bit better than the Titans did. The Titans let them in. I think at one point the Titans were leading briefly, I think it was. But, yeah, lessons learned. And the Titans are really building a lot of momentum. That first win should be coming soon. So if you're a punter, I'd just be putting it on them every week just because I think they can get there. And against the Warriors, it might be their best shot. Potentially, because the Warriors look like they're struggling to find a little bit of identity. They're trying to figure out what's going wrong. Why aren't we winning games? Or why are we narrowly winning games? So, yeah. Watch this space. I think it'll be a good game. And it's the first game of the weekend on Anzac Day, that one. So, yeah, tune in for that. Otherwise, yeah, overall, solid game from both sides. Yeah, not too much to say about that really, but Titans building momentum. Again, this is quite hard without the boys here to bounce off of and then be like, yeah, that's right, I remember that. But anyway, I don't think Tua would have saw that game because he was drunk. Here we go. Raiders and Broncos. Man, this was a sad game, wasn't it? I think it was unfortunate for Chevy. It was a wet game. His second game in the NRL, he had two drops there off a couple of high balls, which allowed the Broncos to score two back-to-back tries, and just some weak defense there. All of those points pretty much came in the first half. Let's try and find that first half score. Is it here? No, it's this one. No, it's not. There we go. So the halftime score, 28-0. Which means we only scored one more try in the second half. And the second half is where the Raiders really stood up. They scored two tries in the second half to our one. And they lost Fogarty. I don't know, when did he go down? When did Fogarty go down? He went down at some point. He's out for a few months, apparently. So that leaves Ethan Strange to take on the role of guiding them around. And maybe we'll see Kyle Weeks in next week to fill in that spot for Fogarty. But hopefully for fantasy owners of Strange, we will see some more kicking from him and a bit more ball and control around the park. He's had a few games now. He is a rookie, but I think, you know, Ricky's got to put a lot of faith in him, as well as Chevy Stewart at the back there. I know he made a few errors, but look, he hasn't had too much time to adjust. It was a wet, wet evening in Brisbane. And yeah, the Broncos, once they build that momentum, it is hard to stop. And lucky they iced them at halftime. Yeah, look, I just think it was an unfortunate game. Luckily, Fletcher Baker played his best game of the season so far. However, he was still outshined by Xavier Willison. When Payne comes back, I'd love to see it be Payne and Xavier as our starting props. Corey and Ben Takuta off the bench. Our second row should be Brennan Piakura and Jordan Ricci with, and if we get what's his name back as well, having Dean Mariner on the bench and then putting Corey Oates as 17th man just to cover the injuries that may occur. Well, I mean, Piakura hasn't played much game time this year. He's always injured, it seems. But yeah, it was a dominant game from the Broncos. It shows, you know, once they get the ball rolling, it's hard to stop them. And yeah, they really kept that foot on the gas. But like I said, we're fortunate to get the rub of the green on some of those bounces towards them on that game, especially against Chevy Stewart. But yeah, no, look, great game for Brisbane. The ball keeps on rolling. We should welcome back our superstars this week, so we'll be keeping an eye out for those team lists coming out later today. Over to Sunday, the surprising games. I know Tu was happy with this. He was a bit iffy with me picking his Bulldogs over the Knights, but I said the Knights have been struggling, and if Kalen Ponga isn't on, the Knights aren't going anywhere. And unfortunately for Kalen, he's done an injury. What did he injure? Let me have a look. Bear with me, whānau. Kalen Ponga injury, because I know he's out for a little bit. So he did his foot, there we go, extent of his injury. He's on the sideline for a long while. Oh no, there's potentially out for the season. Okay, so he could miss the rest of the season, which means the Knights aren't going to do too well without him. They struggle when he's not injecting himself in the game. And yeah, they look dejected. The Bulldogs managed to take control of that and really just implemented their game plan, played the way the Bulldogs should play, and never really looked back. So I was quite happy with that game. It was good to see the Bulldogs in some form. They've deserved to have a few wins. They've been unlucky lately to miss out, but it's, yeah. It's been fun watching them build this momentum over the past couple of weeks. They deserve all the credit that, they deserve a lot of the credit because they've, yeah, like I said, been unfortunate not to have won more than what they currently have. They have been the better team on the field a lot of the times, but they haven't managed to put it all together to pull out a win. So it's great to see them finally get a few wins on the board. It'll definitely make their fans happy. We'll have to ask Tu about it on Thursday, how he felt about this game. But yeah, look, the Knights, unfortunate, but injuries happen and you shouldn't be relying on just one player. We've learned that the hard way. And I think for us, the injuries have benefited us because now we've been able to bleed the likes of Ben Takuta. Xavier Willison's got a lot more game time than what I think he was originally scheduled for this early in the season. So, yeah, maybe it might be a blessing in disguise a bit for Unites fans in a similar way that it is for us Broncos fans. Time will tell. I'm sure the coach will be looking to turn things around and he'll come up with a game plan for them, especially for Anzac Week. Over to the final game. Now, this was just a sad, sad game. It felt like a bye week for the Sharks. It looked like just training practice, really. The Cowboys showed no effort. They were lucky to score 6 points, to be honest. It could have easily been 42-0 and they would have had to do an undie run on the way home. But yeah, look, Sharks fans, Mulitalo, he is currently on a 3-game double streak. So for the past 3 games, he's scored 2 tries every game. So he's on a double streak. Let's see how long the streak can go. It's just been fantastic watching these Sharks. I think that momentum they picked up against the Warriors round 1, and they've just sort of rolled with it and just kept going. Was it round 1 they played the Warriors? I think it was. But anyway, the Sharks have just been rolling and they're hot this season. So it's good to see. I'm a big fan of the Sharks winger, Mulitalo. And I'm not a big fan of the Sharks in general. No, I'm just a big fan of Mulitalo. Sorry, I was just trying to think of his name. And Keo Iro. Yeah, like I said, Talakai might be having to come off the bench a little bit more often, but he's damaging off the bench in that second row. And Iro, I feel like he's not as big of a power runner, but he's more of a skill player, and I think he suits being on the inside of Mulitalo. I'm loving what we're seeing from the fullback there for the Sharks. What's his name? Will Kennedy. He is doing bits. Trindle, he looks in form at the moment. Blake Braley's doing bits. Britton Nikora, good to see him back out there. Tague Wilton had a great game. He was unfortunate not to make our team of the week this week. He only just missed out to Jaden Sua. But yeah, Talakai, I said, could be deadly off the bench. And I know they've got some injuries coming back, and maybe they take out Iro for a game and put Talakai back there to see how it flows. But at the moment, man, you guys are rolling with Iro, and yeah, Hines is having a great season. So yeah, if it ain't broke, don't try and fix it, coach. Don't overdo it, because yeah, 42-6 against the Cowboys is a thrashing, and we love to see it. We love to see that as a Broncos fan. It's our favorite thing. But man, that was a quick wrap-up of the weekend. Like I said, it probably is going to be a shorter show because it's only just one person's opinion and feedback on the weekend. But yeah, look, Give me feedback. Let me know how you guys are finding this solo episode. I don't even blame you if you've already tuned out by now. It's tough, man. You only listen to one person. But thank you for tuning in so far. I'm appreciating it. We've still got a little bit of content to touch on, and then I'll wrap it up. I'll try and do two's conclusion as best I can. Anyway, let's go over to the Power Rankings, brought to you by 99 Dreams, inspiring others to chase their dreams. Faya Te Iti Kahurangi, which is written on the back of our caps, which are available in store at 99dreams.co.nz. Go and check it out, whānau. We appreciate your support. All right. So, no changes this week. Is that how you say it? There aren't any changes to our top three this week. They are the exact same as last week. And it looks like this. It goes Melbourne, Penrith, and Brisbane. So Melbourne holding down that number one spot, Panthers at number two, and the Broncos at number three. Making a big leap, and finally they're in the top four, the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks. Manly Warringah Seagulls make no change this week, and the Warriors fall 2 places to 6. They could have easily fallen further, and I think maybe they could, but we'll see how they go this week before we drop them outside of the top 8. But in that 7 up 2 spots are the Redcliffe Dolphins, the Bulldogs moving up from, and I think they're our biggest movers this week. They make it into the top 8, jumping up from 11th, the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. At 9th, dropping down from 7th, we have the Canberra Raiders. Up 2 spots this week are the St. George Illawarra Dragons. That's 2 weeks in a row now they've been moving up spots. So good on you, St. George. Dropping down 1 spot, we've got the Sydney Roosters after their loss to the Melbourne Storm. North Queensland Cowboys drop 4 spots. I think they're our biggest drop this this week so far. We've got the West Tigers staying put at 13th. Gold Coast Titans move up two spots after their close loss against the Seagulls. And that's what I mean. The power rankings aren't relevant, or what is the word? They aren't consistent with the ladder. We base it off of a team's performance, the quality of team they beat or lost to, and yeah, whether or not they won or lost that game. That's what will move you up and down the ladder. For our power rankings, it's not based purely off of wins and losses. That's why we've got Melbourne, Penrith, Broncos and Sharks. And to be honest, at the end of the season, our power ranking might start to look exactly the same as the NRL's ladder, but these are the teams that we think will be there. And you can like play back this episode in the future and be like, man, they actually predicted the top eight based off of their power rankings. It's like what Tu says, you know, you play who you play and you get the points that you get. Where did I get to? So the Gold Coast Titans moved up from 16th to 14th. The Newcastle Knights stay at 15th. Parramatta Eels drop from 14th to 16th. So the Titans and the Eels pretty much swap places. And because they had the bye, they don't get any change. But unfortunately for them, they were already at the bottom. And that is the South Sydney Rabbitohs. So that rounds up our power rankings, brought to you by 99 Dreams, powering others to chase their dreams. Whaia te iti kahurangi, written on the back of every portai, every hat, just to remind you to keep chasing your dreams, never give up, never give in, and make your way to the top. And you can find these hats on 99dreams.co.nz. That's 99dreams.co.nz, or follow us on any of our social media pages. That's at 99dreamsnz. It's on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or just go to our website and find all our social handles there. Thank you very much. Look, yeah, quick episode today because it's just me. Look, 40 minutes, and then you add in an extra person and it goes for another like hour. So, hey, it is what it is. I appreciate you guys so much for listening. If you made it all the way through this episode, thank you. I feel like it was a little bit rushed. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I'm all talked out. It's hard when you just got to do it all yourself. I think we have coming up in the next couple of episodes, we will have our origin preview. So Tu and I and Vince, we will pick our origin sides based off of who we think are in form, who makes the best combinations, and who are our pick and stick guys. Sorry, a little bit tired. So yeah, make sure you guys tune in for that. We'll be back again on Thursday for our Anzac round. Maybe I'll have a poppy or something that I can wear on that show as well. But thank you all so much for your time. It means so much to us. We really appreciate every view, every listen, every stream, every download. You guys keep us going. So thank you so much for being part of this community, being part of our practice squad, listening into the practice run. You guys keep us going. And, you know, if you guys weren't listening to the episodes, we probably would have just skipped today. We would have said, no, don't worry about it, we'll just film again on Thursday and we'll just deal with it like that. But yeah, nah, because you guys support us, you keep us wanting to show up again for you guys and for each other, stay accountable. So yeah, thank you all so much. And yeah, we are truly grateful and truly humbled that people actually care about our opinions. So thank you so much. And please do give us feedback. We really would appreciate some feedback just so we know that we're doing the right thing for you guys and you guys are enjoying our content. And yeah, we're loving the journey so far. I know I'm speaking as myself, but I think I speak on behalf of all of us when we say that we're enjoying this journey. It's been a fun project that's kind of turned into sort of more than a project. It's turned into a bit of a passion. Yeah, I think my English is not good today. I'm sorry. It is what it is. But yeah, no, look, I'm rambling. But yeah, I just want to say that we're super thankful for you guys. Your support means a lot to us. So no matter whether you're near or far, if you're in Aotearoa or if you're in America, Russia, the UK, Indonesia, Australia, Samoa, Fiji, Vanuatu, Poland, Germany, Prague. Where's Prague? Czechoslovakia. Argentina, Mexico, Peru, Bolivia, Nicaragua, any of these places, Canada. Thank you all so much for listening. It's been a great episode. And above all else, stay safe, stay healthy, look after yourselves. Take a minute for yourself, breathe, relax. I get nervous. Why am I so nervous? I never close the show, so I don't know why I'm looking over here for. No one's actually over here. It's just me looking at my screen. All right. How do we wrap this show up? Thank you all so much for listening. I've been rambling for the past 10 minutes. If you're still here, thank you so much. We appreciate you. This is Rawiri signing out. So cheer to the cheer and ma te wa.